Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Bible tells us that the creation of God shows his glory and his splendor. I mean, the stars and the heavens reveal his glory and splendor, don't they? That's who he is. That's what he is. Think about a world with no fish at all. That's the way it was. Right before this, there was no fish. There was no marine life. There were no birds at all. God saw this vast expanse of water, and he says, there's something needs to be in that water. What needs to be in the water? And he created exactly what should be in the water. Now, some of it's been affected by the curse, but even in its fallen state, it's glorious. And all the birds. And he made all of that. Living creature that moved, the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every wing fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 24. God said, let the earth bring forth a living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind. It was so. God made the beast of the earth after his kind, the cattle after his kind, everything that creeps upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was
good.
And God said, let us make man. Did you know what you are?
Good.
Everything else he made was good. He said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. God made them, made man. He blessed them. He said, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth. Verse 29, God said, look, I've given you every herb-bearing seed. Verse 30, every beast of the earth. And verse 31, and God saw what? Everything that he had made, and behold, it was
very
good. Whew. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Can you look at cancer and say, behold, it is very good? Can you look at people starving to death and say, behold, it is very good? Then it wasn't a part of God's original creation. Which means it's not his will. Everything that he made, and he kept saying, he'd make something and he'd go, that's good. He'd make something else and he'd say, that's good. He'd make something else and that's good. When he finished with all of it, he took it all in and he said, this is very good. And it made him happy. And he rested. Why? A good God does good things. Only does good things. Now, chapter 2, it keeps going. Chapter 2, he talks about that mist, you know, that came up from the earth and watered the ground. God's global sprinkler system. Nothing was ever too dry or ever too wet. And God, the Lord God, verse 8, planted a garden. Gardens are good. Eastward in the Eden, there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that's pleasant in the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden. And the tree of the knowledge of what?
Good.
But here's something else. Good and what?
Bad.
And bad. Because you can't have real love unless the person has a choice. You can't have real faith unless the person has a choice. And the devil tempted them, you know, to get a hold of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, what were they missing out on? They already had knowledge of good. There was nothing they touched that wasn't good. It was good every day. It was good all the time. What did they not know about? They didn't know about the evil or the bad. How many understand there are some things you don't need to know about? We live in a society that's confused. People will spend untold amounts of money to make movies, to do plays, to write books that just go to the depths of depravity about evil, murder and rape and every bad thing that you can imagine. And then the people will applaud it and go, what a tremendous job they did acting. What does that matter? If it's evil, who wants to know it?
Amen.
That was too weak. Oh, they did such a marvelous job portraying that. It was so realistic. Whoop-dee-doo. If it's evil, it's evil. It's bad. We don't need to know about it.
Amen.
The Bible told us to be wise concerning that which is good, but concerning evil, we're supposed to be simple. What does that mean? Ned and the first reader.
Amen.
Don't know. Somebody try to talk to you about some evil thing and you go, huh? And they go, you mean you don't know about that? Be glad you don't know about that. That doesn't show that you're lacking in some way. So we live in a society where people think, well, to be a respectable individual, you need to be well read. And you need to have life and world experience. What are they saying? You need to experience evil and know the difference. No, you do not. No, you do not. Well, there's parents that have been mean to their kids. Well, boy, you got to learn. It's rough out there in the world. Be mean to them. I'm going to teach you about how to be a man. That ain't right.
No.
I said that ain't right.
No. The
ideal thing is to go as long as you can and learn as little about evil as you can. And if you're faced with something that's bad, believe your good God to get through it and overcome it. Overcome evil with
good.
We're to have so much good that it swallows up the bad and overcomes the bad. Can you say amen? That's what the devil was tempting them with. Of course, they didn't have a clue what he's talking about. Man, if they'd have known what they were, you know, drooling to find out about, we could tell them a thing or two, couldn't we? If we could have been there at the tree and they said, oh, knowledge of good and evil. Knowledge of good. The devil says, ooh, evil. You don't know anything about it, but you learn about evil, you'll be like God. They said, oh, we need to find out about this evil. We could have took them aside and said, hey. Let me tell you about bad. Dying from starvation and cancer and pain and AIDS and poverty. You don't want to know. You don't want to know. But they did. And so we've all found out about it. Notice this. He goes on to say, after talking about good and evil and all this good through the previous verses, the river of Eden to water the garden from whence it parted became four heads, and the name of the first is Pison, that which encompasses the land, whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Why mention that? Who made it? God made the gold. And verse 12, then he says, and the gold of that land is good. Say it out loud, the gold is good. Say it again.
The gold.
Are you quoting the Bible?
Yes.
Who made the gold?
God
made the gold. Is the gold good or bad?
Good.
Oh, don't chase after the gold. Because gold's bad. No, it ain't. Gold's good. What's our currency system supposed to be based on?
Gold.
Supposed to be paper representing precious metals.
That's right.
So that's why I said supposed to be. So the money then, is money bad?
No.
It's supposed to be a paper representation of the gold.
Yes.
Well, if money is bad, then the gold should be bad.
No.
It's having a lot of gold. Would that be good or bad? I'm almost through here, but you got to help me just a little more. I mean, and this was the thing I was trying to get to a while ago. One of the words I kept finding was the word goods. Goods. G-O-O-D with an S. And it talked about, you know, the Lord blessed them with a lot of goods. And I looked it up and I thought, they're talking about sheep and goats and wagons and tents and stuff. And the Lord spoke to Mark and he said, did you notice I didn't call it bads? They're not called bads.
No.
They're called what?
Yes.
Goods.
Yes.
Goods. He said, God said, and over here, you know, I made these rivers and they go out of here and there's this place over here. He said, and there's gold over there. I put a lot of gold over there. He said, and that gold is good. Well, you know, man of God talk like that today, and people would throw tomatoes at him.
That's right.
You know, if you say, oh man, there's a lot of gold over there, whoo, and that gold is good stuff. People go, oh, you covetous, money hungry rascal. Get the stones. And you'd have been quoting God verbatim, which shows how far religion has fallen from God. Resources, goods are good. Because good people can do good stuff with a lot of good gold and a lot of good money. Just because some bad people do some bad stuff with it doesn't change God's intent and His will and His creation. God said, here, I made all this gold. He said, He told them where it was. It's over there. And it's good. That gold I put up, that gold is good stuff. Man, that just blows giant holes in the poverty doctrine now, don't it? It just messes it up. Stand on your feet. Say it out loud. God is good.
God is good.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.